know if you come today to get it. I don't know if you got a plate out. I don't know if you got a bowl out. I don't know what your utensil is. I don't know what you're going to fill in it. But I know that there is something in the word today that applies to you. And so we've been talking on a four-part series called The Seasons of Change. And we're in our part four. Thank God for allowing me once again. Amen. Pastor Williams has given up his Sunday. Amen. So I can come back to you and finish this four-part series. And so you will see in the slides that we were talking about in part one, change is coming. And then in part two, we were talking about let there be light. And then in part three, we were about a new system, a new season, a new system. And so today, we want to come back with your future. Somebody say, your future is inside of you. It's inside of you. And we've been dealing with Genesis, the first chapter, and we've been just reading back and forth and picking and using some of the same scriptures because all of the scriptures are applies, amen, to every part of the series. And so we're going to be talking about the Genesis, the first chapter, and we're going to be coming from the 11th voice. But see, I didn't come today to tell you what you as a child of God, I didn't come today to tell you that you what you have, because you should already know what you have on the inside of you. So I didn't come to tell you what's on the inside of you. I come to remind you that there is something that God has planted on the inside of you that is determined to be your future. Now, what is your future? Your future could be the next minute when you walk out this door, because we're in the present. Right now, we're in the present time, but future is every minute after. Every minute after. So when I get through talking this minute, the next minute becomes your future. And then the next minute, and a lot of times people don't realize that, they still say I'm in the present. But every time right now, until this is over, until this minute is over, you're just in your present right now, and the next minute becomes your future. So it's up to you to decide what you're doing right now, if you're going to do it in the next, I say minute, because some of us stay too long in one, you know. If I said a second, you'd be like, my future ain't coming in a second. But it can come in a second if you are prepared and if you are ready. If you are open to receive what God has for you. If you are open to dig down deep into what God has for you. Your future can be different in the next second. But I'm going to give you a minute. I'm going to give you a minute to catch up with that. I'm going to give you a minute to praise God for that. I'm going to give you a minute to clap your hands for that, to know that in the next minute, wherever you are right now, wherever you are right now, you don't have to stay there. Because in the next minute, God is able. He's able to deliver us. He's able to set us free. And Sister Kim Parker was touching all in the message with the scripture, and touching with the message with the prayer. And then, as I said before, every song. So if you can connect the dots today, you'll leave here truly blessed. Amen. Blessed by the Lord. Amen. So Dr. Saunders and I have been baking a cake for quite some time. I don't know if you all have noticed that we've been putting in all the ingredients. And so Missionary Hemingway came along, and she put a little icing on all that cake we've been baking. And I don't know if y'all realize that, because she talked about greater is coming and restoration in 2022. So when she came along and talked about that, after we've been talking about all that we've been talking about, she kind of came along and took her little spatula and said, whoop, 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 and just smacked that icing right on top of the cake. So today I'm going to finish that up. Y'all mind? Y'all mind if I just give you a little sprinkles on top? Y'all mind if I give? See, I don't know about y'all, but Pastor liked the kind of cake. He liked that vanilla cake, that white vanilla cake. But he liked that buttercream. He only liked that buttercream icing on top of that vanilla cake. But every time he brings home a buttercream topping and vanilla cake, it's got all kind of extra stuff on it. Sprinkles and cherries and all kinds of extra stuff. And I don't bother with his cake, because he just like, he eats that cake like it's some kind of good. And I said to myself, I don't know, is it the vanilla? Is it the cake itself that makes him excited? Is it butter icing that makes makes him excited was the fact that when he gets through eating all of that, he can still chew on some of the sprinkles. I don't know about you today, but if you can leave here chewing on just some, come on somebody, just some of the sprinkles. I know God is in the place, a season of change part for your future. Your future's inside of you. And Genesis, the first verse, first chapter, and the 11th verse says, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind. I don't know why we put that curtain on it, because whose seed is in, and I want you to catch this right now. The Bible says, whose seed, somebody say, whose seed is in itself. The Bible says in Genesis 1, 11, and 12 that the seed is in itself. And the message is entitled, your future is inside of you. And so God has already planted a seed in us. It's already inside of us. Now what you going to do with it? And the seed is after his kind. So because we are made in God's image, the seed he put in us, and we talked about that our DNA is made of creativity, because God was creator in Genesis, the first chapter, the first verse, all the way down to the 30th verse, we find that when God spoke, and the Bible says, let there was what? Light. So God has put the seed that is like him in us, which is after his kind. And he put it upon what? The earth. Now this is talking about grass and seed, but I want you to apply it to you today. He has put a seed like him in you, and then placed you where? On earth. And it was so. We mean God said in Genesis 1, the 11th chapter, first chapter, and the 11th through the 31st verse, God said that he made us in his, well, not in that, but God said, let it yield forth fruit. Amen. And so in verse 12, the Bible says, and the earth brought forth grass, and I want you to catch this, an herb yielding seed after his kind, and the trees yielding fruit. Now that's just like verse 11. That first part is just like verse 11. And so when I was reading that, I missed it when I got to the second part, because I was like, well, why would God put it twice? Why would he say the same thing? And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit. And then I caught it. He said, whose seed was? Y'all get that? In verse 11, it says, and the seed was in itself. It's in. And in verse 12, he said, and the seed was in itself after his kind upon the earth. And God saw it was good. That meant when God put that seed down, and he put that seed down on earth, it was in itself to produce more seed, to produce its kind, to produce more grass. But after it began to grow in the germination process, you have to have a couple of things in order for the seed to yield itself. You have to have some what? Water. Amen? You have to have some water, and then you have to have an individual that will check on it every now and then, that will cultivate it, amen, that will feed it, amen. And then when in order for that seed to grow, when you're checking on it, you have to make sure that seed is in what? Good soil. You have, if the seed, the Bible talks about a scripture where the seed fell on what? Stony ground. Yeah. And because it fell on stony ground, it could not grow. But if you place your seed and you water your seed and you check your seed and you make sure your seed is in good ground, then the Bible talks about the fact that it will yield forth more fruit. And the Lord said, and it is good. And so the reason you are still here, the reason you woke up this morning, the reason you haven't lost your mind during COVID-19, the reason you haven't lost your mind is because you are made in God's image. Come on, somebody. The reason you haven't lost anything that God can't give back to you, and the reason why you have lost everything and it seems like it has fallen apart, is because God is not finished with you yet. I'm gonna say that again. Even though you feel like you have lost everything, even though you feel like that's on inside of you can't come out of you right now, you have to know that God is not finished with you yet. There's something that God has for you to do that no one else can do. God has something for you. I don't know what it is today. I don't know if it's to build another house. I don't know if it's to open a business. I don't know if it's to buy a car, but God has it for you, and can't nobody else bring it to fruition. The seed he placed in you, Kim, I can't take it. I can't take it and make something out of it. That's your seed. You have to water that seed. You have to make sure that seed is in good soil. Now, I could come along and support her, right? But I can't make it. I can't make it happen. Only God can make it happen. God is the one that can perform miraculous things today. But the reason why he doesn't is because we haven't watered our seed. The reason why things doesn't come forth today, the reason why blessings fall out on us, is because we haven't made sure that it's in good soil. You said, but yes, uh-huh, Pastor, I don't forget about my dreams. I don't forget about what God has done. I testify to it. I don't forget about where he's brought me from. But what are you dreaming about where he's bringing you to? Why aren't you dreaming about what he's bringing? You keep talking about something he did in 2012 or 2013. I know you could tell that testimony to somebody who hasn't heard it. But if you're coming to me and you're going to tell me a testimony that I've already heard, I don't know about you, but I'll be wondering, well, what did God do on yesterday? What did God do just a minute ago? Because we all know that God woke us what? We can testify to that every day. That God woke us up this morning because God breathed his breath of life in us and we became what? A living soul. We could have died on last night, but that's a testimony for today. Not the testimony about he brought you this car or he gave you that 2020 years ago. What we want to know now, what I need from you now, I'm the person that have been sick. I'm the person that have been lost. I'm the person that have been down. I'm the person that is broke. I'm the person that is depressed. I'm the person that is out of my mind. I'm the person that doesn't know how good God is. So what I need from you now is your right now testimony. Girl, I walked into church and I barely could move my leg, but God, I need a right now testimony. In order for me to get up out of my gutter, in order for me to get up out of my depression, I need you to give me a right now testimony. And in order for you to give a right now testimony, you got to keep your mind open. You got to realize just a minute ago how you were feeling, but now how you were singing, but now how you were shouting, but now you got to remember that the seed inside of you, it is determined. Your future is determined about how you water, how you look at the inside of you. I was thinking about on yesterday when Pastor Cartier came and told me. See, I always look for, I told y'all in one of my messages that my name was what? My name was what? Favor. My name was Favor. My name is Pastor Sylvia William Saunders, but my name God gave me is Favor. See, God changes people names all the time in the Bible, right? He changed Peter's name and they call him the Rock. I don't know about you. He changed Saul's name, right, to Paul. So I don't know about you, but you got to realize that your name has changed. And Pastor Williams came and told me the other day, he said, you know, a long time ago, maybe, six years ago, he said, Mom, he said, I want us to move all our phones, he said, into a business account. I'm talking about seeds. Can I give this testimony? Talking about seeds. He says, I want us to move it all. So I got my little stuff together now. Prior to that, I opened a business side of New GWC. New GWC is a nonprofit organization, 501c taxes. for you to claim what you give unto the Lord. But when you're making some money, you can't make that on nonprofit side, right? Everybody know that, right? So I opened a profit side because Pastor got all kinds of books. We sell all kinds of t-shirts. And I said, well, I'm going to make a profit side of New GWC. And we call it New GWC Global Enterprises, LLC. And I just did that because it was a seed in me. And the seed in me came forth. And so I put my hands to work. And so I established this business, and I established it, and then I said, everything we do, like the house to apartment auxiliary, everything we do, we're going to filter that money into the new GWC account. So when he came and suggested that, I was like, well, you know, that's a good idea. How many of you know that when you're trying to do a business, you need business credit? You if you start out on your credit, and you keep your business live based on your credit, when your credit changes, your business what? Change. And you, your personal credit tied up to your business, because if your business changes, it's one thing when your personal credit changed, but when your business, COVID came and everybody closed the doors, business went out of business. And if you had your personal attached to your business, then your personal went down what? Along with your business. So when he said, Mom, I want us to put all our phones, we're operating with people texting us and calling us, and everything we look like we do on our phone has this church related. He says, I want us to move all our phones to this business account. So I grabbed my stuff and I went on down to AT&T and gave my EIN number. And then they said, well, you know, it's about 2 years old, so we need you to put your name on it as well. I put my name on it, and so therefore I didn't even realize they had gotten hold of my Social Security and attached that too. So when he went on yesterday, day before, a couple of days ago, he went and he said, Mom, church need a hotspot. He says, I'm gonna call AT&T and I'm gonna get the church a hotspot. When he called AT&T, you know what they told him? They said, this is a business account, but it's in Sylvia Saunders' name with New GWC attached. They said, we've been using Sylvia Saunders' personal credit for this account. So they've been doing that for the last 6 years, using my personal credit for my business account. And so the reason why we did all of this is because we want to build up New GWC credit so that when we go out, we're not going out on the nonprofit side, but we're going out on the business side. And Dun & Bradstreet says we got a fabulous credit score. So when I heard this, I was kind of down. But it didn't take but a minute to come back up because he said, but wait a minute, Mama, are you ready? Are you ready? He said, the lady said, we got about 12 lines, 16 lines in the personal credit attached to the business. And no one, get this, y'all, she told them, no one should have 16 lines in personal, y'all missed that. No one should have 16 lines in personal credit. She said, so your wife, she didn't know I was his mama. She said, your wife is good. She got some good credit. For AT&T to give her 16 lines in her personal account. Good God, and she said, I tell you what I'm going to do. Oh, my name is... Now, I missed a part, and I want to get on to the rest of the scripture, but I don't want y'all to miss this. I missed the fact that Pastor Williams had been calling AT&T for how many times? 5, 6, at least once a week. Stand on the phone for 3 hours. They put him like the dead silence, and he's like, are you there? Are you there? Are you there? He's asking difficult questions, and these people are working from their home. So when they get to a question they don't quite have the answer for, they put you on hold. And they put you on hold where he can't hear them, but they can hear him. And so he kept saying, are you there? Are you there? To the point that they wouldn't answer. And he was on hold for such a long time, he just hung up. He didn't get through. And he was telling me about that, how frustrated he was about calling them all this time somebody, and then when he finally gets through with somebody, they don't know the answer, they can't help him, and he ends up hanging up. But on this day, come on somebody, God has a seed inside of you, and your future is dependent on it. On this day, he said, I'm going to call something inside of him, made him connect to AT&T. And when he connected to AT&T, he got a Christian woman. So God already had it in mind that no one else could help him. Everybody that he was connected to, he kept saying, are you there? Are you there? And he hung up was not the person that God had in his corner. It was not the person that God has in your corner. It's not the opportunity that God has for you right now. So what you got to do is know. Come on, somebody. You got to know the word of the Lord. So when the word of the Lord said, thus so, you said, I'm going to do it one more time. I'm going to step out one more time. And this time when I step out, I'm going to step out in greater. I'm going to step out in greater faith. So when he stepped out in greater faith and the lady got on the line, she began to talk to him about his church. That let him know that he was talking to a woman of Christianity. And as she began to talk, she says, I'm going to do this for you. She says, do you have your EIN number and everything else? And he come running over there to me. He said, Mom, you got your paperwork? You got your paperwork? And I was looking on the computer looking for all kinds of files. And we finally gave it to him. And he gave it to the lady. And she said, I tell you what, I'm going to make this your business account. She says, hey, what'd she say, Pastor Blue? I'm going to give you what? What? y'all, did y'all hear that? She said, and I'm going to give you 5 more lines. She said, I'm going to give you 5 more lines. So see, when God is getting ready to use you, you got to step out on that greater faith. You can't step out on saying what was happening yesterday, what happened a minute ago. You got to realize that God is a right. Now, people say that all the time. So can I break that down a little bit when I say God is a right now God? Because, you know, when you get saved and you ain't got nothing and then you give it all to God. I'm talking about your money now. You ain't got no money. But then you come in the Lord's house and they try to teach you to let some of it go. And you're like, wait a minute. I need all my money. I might be able to come in here and give you a few dollars, but I can't do it right now. But let me tell you something. God ain't upset with you if you pay him like you pay your God is not upset with you if you pay him like you pay your bills. Sometimes we pay our bills and what the minimum is due, we pay the minimum. Sometimes we pay our bills and whatever the minimum is due, we add a little bit on top because we're trying to get rid of that thing. And sometimes whatever the minimum is due, we look at it and put the bill back in the drawer because we say we ain't got the minimum. So sometimes every now and then we get a little funny about that thing. We say, well, let me just send them something. So we pull the bill back out and we look at the minimum and we send them a payment plan. Now God is doing all kinds of things for us today. They got Klarna and they got Selza and they got all kinds of things where you could buy and pay in 4 installments. But don't you know that if you call somebody, if you connect to somebody and you got a bill that you can't pay, you could call and pay in installments. What you do is you send a little something thinking you done something. And then 30 days later, guess what they do? What they do? They put it on your credit report. She 30 days late. But when you call your creditor and you say, listen, can I break this down in 4? Can I break this down in 6? And she said, I know you can't do all that. You know what you're supposed to say? By faith. You know what you're supposed to say? I need to talk to somebody who can. y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? The lady on the phone, the first person on the phone can't always do anything for you. But you got to step out in greater faith. You can say, well, let me talk to somebody who can. So guess what she do? She says right away, well, let me connect you to who? Y'all ain't never been there? To a supervisor. So when you're standing in here, sitting in here in the Lord's house, and you say, well, right now I can't lift my hand. Right now I can't pat my feet. Right now I can't get up. Then connect yourself. Look, God taking me all kinds of places that's not even in this script. Connect yourself to a supervisor. Connect yourself to God. Jessica said, I want y'all to do something different. I want all of you to stand and say hallelujah. Did we talk about that? Did we talk about that in the message? That when you come in here, you need to be doing something you didn't do before. When you come into the Lord's house, every time you come into the Lord's house, if the only thing you did was sit last Sunday, this Sunday you're standing. If the only thing you did last Sunday was stand and hold the back of the chair, this time you're rocking and holding the back of the chair. When you come into the Lord's house, show the Lord that you're about his what?
Yes.
Shout his what? Praise. Shout his praise. The scripture says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind, and Pastor talked about this on last Sunday, for those of you that missed it, he was talking about the inner circle. And he used the scripture that whatsoever you shall bind, that was his main scripture, but he put that in his message, whatsoever you shall bind on earth. And the part that he was coming home with is the part that says, whatsoever you shall loose. The reason why we can't move forward is because we haven't loosed some things here so that it will be loosed in heaven. If you want more, you got to loose it here. You got to give it up so God can give it back. Lord, we give you our praise. Your future is inside of you. And with your tongue, we know that you can either speak what? Life or death. With your tongue, the prayers that you give, the prayers that you send forth, with your tongue has power. There's power in the name. Come on, somebody. I told you they sung my message. There's power in the name of Jesus. So when you loose power, when you loose it, that's inside of you, then God comes back and give you what? More what? Oh, come on, Jessica. When you lose power, God comes back and give you what? More power. Hallelujah. So whatsoever you loose on earth, it shall be loosened. Whatsoever you bind sadness, you bind depression, you bind out the cake and I can't and I can't and I can't and I can't. You bind those things that the enemy doesn't want to see you go forth in.
That's right.
And then Pastor talked about that inner circle. He said Jesus is what? Sitting on the right hand side of the Father. And the good part about it is when he said it, come on, Monique. Can you give us that? I'm going to just take 1 minute. I'm going to catch myself up. And I'm going to let you hear this. Those of you that were here on last Sunday, Pastor had a powerful message. As I said before, those are nuggets that you got to grab. Come on, hit it for a minute. Pastor, will you turn the volumes on those? See, I take every message. I take every nugget and I stack it. We were talking about budgeting and couponing, how to stack those coupons so that when you go to the grocery store, you're getting the manufacturer's discount. You're giving the 5%, and then you're getting the 10% on top of that. You're stacking the coupons, and you're coming out, Sister Kim Barker said, and you're coming out paying $1.50. So we got to do the same thing with the Word of God. We can't just leave here and say, oh, that was a good word for me today. But we got to stack those messages because the enemy is coming. He's coming. The Bible says to sift us as wheat. So we got to go from Sunday to Sunday carrying the message with us in order for us to make it through. So when we speak with our tongue, we can lose prayers that will have power. And our faith has power. So what you say and what you speak has power. didn't believe the word today. You walk out and say, well, guess what? That's doubt. If you don't walk out today and say, oh, yes, let me take a little bit of that, then the enemy hears what you're thinking. The enemy hears what you're saying. And what happens is that he tries to take away your faith. He then tries to take away your joy. So during the difficult days and times when you need heaven's help, remember that Jesus is sitting on the right-hand side of the Father. And he's making intercession for you, what? Daily. Pastor said, we don't just have Gabriel. Right? We don't just have that angel. But we got an angel sitting on the right-hand side of the Father every day, his son. And he's saying, this is what Pastor was saying in his message. He was saying, Jesus, take away the depression. Jesus was saying to God, take away the pain. God, take away the anxiety. God, take away. Every time you get in a spot, there's somebody praying for you. Well, my pastor didn't call. My first lady didn't call. My sister didn't call. My auntie didn't call. Don't they know I'm dealing with something? But Jesus is already on the throne. Interceding for you. So whatever your problem is, just give it to God. So if the seed in your heart is ever going to produce something, it won't be dependent on someone else to make it happen. If it's ever going to come to fruition, it's not going to take your neighbor to make it happen. I can testify that some things in my life happen only because of faith. Yes, amen. Only because of faith. God is not finished with me, and he's not finished with you either. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I don't believe he's finished with you. I believe that there is more to come from you, but you must realize that the future is inside of you, and only you can cause it to happen according to his will. That's the key part right there. Only you can make it happen according to his will. Pastor taught, make it, write it down, make it plain. When you do that, you're giving your prayer request unto the Lord. And you're saying, God, take this. Take my desires. Take my suffering. Take my offerings, God. And then do something with it. According to thy will. The Bible says that he withhold no good thing. That he will not withhold any good thing from you. So what are you dreaming about today? What are you looking for God to do today? What seed are you expecting God to turn over in your life today so that the germination process will come forth, so that you can be assured that whatsoever you believe in Christ Jesus, Christ will make it happen for you. And then not only will he make that happen for you, but he will make greater things happen for you. The Bible says, John 14 and 12. And I'm closing. I can assure you that whoever believes in me will do the same things I have done. And they will do even greater. So you haven't lived your greatness. You haven't lived your greatest hour yet. You haven't dreamed your greatest dream yet. You haven't lived your greatest moment yet. There is more to come. Greater things than these, the Bible says, shall ye do. I like that. Because I think God did some awesome things. I think Jesus did some awesome things. But the Bible says, greater things shall ye do. So yes, the seed is inside of you. But you can't cause the miracle of the seed itself to happen. You can't cause the germination. You can't cause the incubation. You can't plan everything. You can't control everything. You can't make everything happen that you may want to happen when you want it to happen. But God can. There are some things that you need to just let God worry about. Taylor came over yesterday and she said, I got some thoughts in my mind. She said, but you know what, Ma? I'm just going to let God worry about it. So, you know, when she gave me that, I said, I'm going to put that in my text today. Somebody needs to hear it. She said, it's nothing more that I can do about it. So I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to let God worry about it. To that person who has given up, or to the one who feels like it's all over, I say to you, God has something better. God has something greater, and God has something more for you. There's more that will happen because of you. There's more that will come out of you. And when it comes out of you, it's going to touch and make room for somebody else. Your job, your sickness, and your loss of your family is not all. I've got to say this part, and I'm closing. That's not all that God has in store for your life. Because I know we look at all of those things that happens to us that's bad, and we think that's it, there's nothing else going to change, there's nothing else going to happen. But that's not what all what God has in store for you. There's something greater, something better. And as missionary Hemingway said, greater is coming. There's restoration in 2022. And the greater is already inside of us. It just needs fruition. It just needs maturity. It just needs a completion. So begin to allow God to release it into your life and into this world. God didn't put you on this earth to leave you in misery. He didn't fill you with his spirit to see you suffer. He brings not just any kind of season into your life, but he brings fruitful seasons. So if something's not working, what did I say? If what you've been doing isn't working, maybe it's time to repent and begin to trust God for the miraculous in your life. And maybe it's time to say, Lord, say this with me, Lord, I don't know where you're wanting to take me, but I'm tired of where I've been. And I'm ready to go where you want me to go. Will you stand?